Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched Astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. Thanks for joining me. And I'm going to talk to you, as I usually do, about the planets this week. So this is The Astrology Show, the planets this week for November 27th. And we have a doozy already. There is a bit of a delay with the show tonight. And that is because I'm going to blame it, like all good astrologers will, on Mercury turning retrograde. Yes, we have yet another dreaded Mercury retrograde. It's coming up on December 2nd, that's this Saturday through the 22nd. And I always say it's worse than usual. Every Mercury retrograde is always worse than usual. But really, it depends on where this Mercury sits in your chart. Now, if you are a mutable sign, and that's Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces, and you're born in the second half of one of those four signs, then you need to pay attention, because this Mercury retrograde will be affecting all of us, but it will be affecting you more so. Or anybody that has planets in the second half of the mutable signs, heed these words of warning. Mercury will be turning retrograde on Saturday through December 22nd, just in time for the holiday season. Yes, you heard it here first. Now, if you don't know where your planets are, in which signs and what mutable signs are and whatever else, be sure to get a free chart wheel from my website, and that's theastrologer.com/chartwheel. And then you can follow along each week through On Time, and follow along each week and find out where your planets are and how they'll be affected by these planetary influences each week. Now, also this week, as if the Mercury retrograde wasn't enough, we have, it's not all bad news, it's a mixed bag. We have love planet Venus moving into Sagittarius on Friday, where it will be until December 24th. So that's fun. That's a good fun energy for the holiday season, most definitely. I'll be talking about that a little bit later on. But also on December 1st, the same day that Venus moves into Sagittarius, we've got Mars opposing Uranus. Now, Mars is the planet of anger. It's assertion, anger. It's the warrior planet. It's very testosterone driven. Opposing means standing opposite. It's not such a great energy. And Uranus is the planet of the unexpected. So when you combine all those energies together on Friday, we've got Mars opposing Uranus. Not great news for the cardinal signs. And the cardinal signs are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. Particularly, again, if you're born in the latter part of those signs, be very careful. Take three deep breaths before doing anything. But again, there's a mixed bag this week of energy. So on Saturday, when Mercury does turn retrograde, we've also got Jupiter forming a trine to Neptune. Now, this is a really, really nice influence, and it's being able to see life from a higher point of view, from a broader perspective, rather than getting caught up in the mundane details. Although that said, with the Mercury retrograde, it's like we don't want to deal with any sort of detail, but the Mercury retrograde throughout December will be forcing us to be dealing with the details, and I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. And the other aspect that's happening actually today is Mercury conjuncting Saturn. And I will be covering all this a bit later on in the show in greater detail. But today, Mercury, communication planet Mercury, forms a conjunction to Saturn. Saturn is the planet of responsibility, restriction, discipline, obligation, authority. So if any of you out there had experienced today the boss breathing down your neck or pushing hard to reach a deadline, and then, of course, Mercury retrograde looming large at the end of the week, Venus moving into Sagittarius on Friday, we just want to have fun. We don't want to think about that sort of detail, especially the Mercury conjuncting Saturn type of detail, which is masses and masses of detail. And again, Mercury and Saturn are in are in Sagittarius. So it's like we don't want to deal with the detail, but we're being forced to. And again, for the mutable signs. And the mutable signs, Gemini, Sagittarius, Virgo, and Pisces. So there you have it. That's the wrap up. That's the quick overview for the week. Not all doom and gloom, but of course, anytime Mercury is turning retrograde, it sort of outshines everything else. And I have to say, I made up this cute little jiffy, and it was all about Mercury retrograde. And also, I just have to mention we've got a full moon on Sunday. So I've started making these cute little creatives, and I'm thinking about those when I'm thinking about these planetary influences. So you'll have to check me out on social to see what these are all about. Okay, Mercury retrograde. Of course, you know I'm going to be covering most of this show about Mercury retrograde. How can I not? I'm surprised by how many people out there have actually heard of Mercury retrograde. It's sort of like it's instilled fear in many of us, and of course for good reason. I have my own horror stories about when Mercury turns retrograde, and I've heard lots and lots of many others, as you can only imagine. So Mercury is turning retrograde at 29 degrees Sagittarius on Saturday, 11:34 p.m. for all you Virgos out there, Pacific time, or Sunday, 2:34 Eastern time. Mercury will be retrograde until December 22nd. Mercury is also the planet of commerce. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you know, the holiday season. So hopefully you all bought all your Christmas gifts and did all your holiday shopping like really early. The Cyber Monday specials, the Black Friday specials, not really my bag, but whatever, each to their own. Hopefully you bought all your holiday gifts, and so you don't have to worry about Mercury turning retrograde, racing out buying last minute holiday gifts. That's really not a good thing, especially because these energies are in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is not known to be like a planner ahead. Sagittarius is a mutable sign, so it's definitely more in the moment type of energy. So just be aware, Mercury is turning retrograde on Saturday, where it will be throughout December, most of December. And if you're a mutable sign, Gemini, Virgo, Sag, or Pisces, and particularly the second half of the mutable signs, just be aware of this Mercury retrograde. And holiday shopping, because Mercury is not just planet of the mind or planet of communication, it's also the planet of commerce. So keep all receipts. There you go. Keep all your receipts, because you might have to exchange a few things here and there. Now, when Mercury is retrograde in Sagittarius, people will become very opinionated because Sagittarius is the sign, yes, of the philosopher, the adventurer, the explorer, but Sagittarius is also the teacher and can be very opinionated sometimes, not in a bad way necessarily, but Sagittarius is known to be at times dogmatic and will not leave anything unspoken. So sometimes I call this energy, particularly Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius, inserting one's foot in one's mouth when Mercury is in Sagittarius at the best of times, but particularly with this retrograde energy and more so during this holiday season. Some people might feel the urgency to express themselves when they might not or they should not really do that. They just want to have their input understood or heard. They want to be heard, rushing into stuff because, you know, Sagittarius is a fire sign. So it's sort of like a high-minded comment with low-volume response. Maybe that's one way of putting it. And on that note, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is John Androsic of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, this is The Astrology Show, and I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. So just before the break, I was talking about the planets this week, and of course the headline of the week is Mercury turning retrograde. Mercury is turning retrograde at 29 degrees Sagittarius. Now I'm emphasizing that 29 degrees because that's the very last degree of any sign, and it's always quite fated. It's got this fated quality. We call it the anaretic degree, and it means the final. It's the final done, finish. You've got to wrap things up before you can move forward. And this is going to be a big lesson with this particular Mercury retrograde because Mercury's turning retrograde at the 29th degree of Sagittarius. So it's like we all know that Mercury retrograde means you've got to redo something. But because it's occurring at the 29th degree of Sagittarius, it's like you've got to doubly, triply, quadruply wrap something up. And we're going to be forced to pay attention to the detail even though there's all this Sagittarian energy going on, and Sagittarian is definitely not known for any type of detail. So it's going to be forcing us, this Mercury retrograde, particularly if you're a mutable sign, and that's Gemini, Virgo, Sag, or Pisces, it's going to be forcing us to pay attention to the detail. So just getting back to what this Mercury in Sagittarius actually means, you know, Mercury in Sagittarius, Sagittarius is a very optimistic, happy-go-lucky sign. Its ruler is Jupiter. And so when Mercury is in Sagittarius, I was saying just before the break that some of us get a little bit dogmatic. You know, our opinion is the right opinion, because if you think about the symbol of Sagittarius, it's the archer. So the archer is shooting arrow after arrow, but aiming for the target. And the target could be, usually in this case, it's the truth or seeking an answer. But the target, it's sort of like shooting the arrows across the horizon, you know, finding something from a broader perspective. Also during this Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius, it's like, don't assume that your audience is receptive to your insights or your opinions. That's going to be really, really important during this Mercury retrograde. Because it's like, as I said before, it's quite dogmatic. It's a dogmatic energy. Sagittarius, on the flip side, particularly when Mercury is retrograde in Sagittarius, can be very righteous or self-righteous or just annoying. It's sort of like listening to someone go on and on and on and on their soapbox, without any substance. You know, Sagittarius, the energy of Sagittarius is typically very focused on one particular subject, whereas you think of the opposite sign of Sagittarius is Gemini, and it knows a little about a lot, whereas Sagittarius is very focused on one particular subject. So if you think of somebody standing on their soapbox and sprouting their opinion on one particular thing, I hate to say it, but, you know, it could be religious, it could be about religion, it could be politics. It's that sort of discussion that normally we don't really like to share in mixed or polite company. You know, they say don't talk religion or politics. Mercury in Sagittarius retrograde is all about that. So it's sort of like there's going to be no holding back with this Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius, December 2nd through December 22nd. So just be prepared. If it's not you, it might be somebody else. It might be, who knows, it might be a teacher where you really can't tell the teacher to shut it or whatever else. But it's like, just be prepared to deal with topics that we don't usually like to speak about, religion and politics. More so. And I have to say, as I've been saying on each show, speaking of politics and Hollywood, not that anybody's talking of Hollywood, but that's going to come about when I talk about the Jupiter forming a trine to Neptune on Saturday. Each show I've been talking about Jupiter moving into Scorpio, which it did on October 10th. And so what that means is Jupiter in Scorpio, it's sort of like digging up the dirt and revealing the truth. So we've got the energy of Jupiter in Scorpio combined with all the Sagittarian energy, the Mercury retrograde, which usually means reviewing something from the past. So it's like you combine all these energies together, the Venus in the Sag as well. And as I said early on Friday, we've got like Mars opposing Uranus, Jupiter trining Neptune. We've got stuff going on in the news, the headlines, you know, hashtag Me Too. Politicians, Hollywood, this is what this is all about, particularly with this Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius. It's all about truth-seeking and reviewing something. The Jupiter in Scorpio is shining the light in the nooks and crannies that many of us don't really want to see. We sort of want to sweep it under the rug. But the energy of Jupiter in Scorpio with all this Sagittarian energy, it's like we're going to just not just lift the rug, we're going to lift it up and throw it out. It's like we're ripping the rug out from under these people's feet to reveal the truth. So that's the key word here at the moment with Scorpio and Sagittarius energy. It's all about seeking the truth. Also, just with Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius, it's a great time to review a foreign language because Sagittarius focuses on faraway places or people from different cultures or anything foreign. And as I said, Sagittarius likes to focus on one thing and focus really well on one subject or one topic. And combine these energies and maybe brushing up on a foreign language is a good use of this energy as well. So if you've tried, even way back in high school, you know, we all had to take language, or many of us did, brushing up on a foreign language, who knows, it might come in handy during this holiday season. Just a little bit about Mercury. I'm going to take a step back and explain, you know, more about Mercury and when it comes together in Sagittarius and when it's retrograde and the cycle of the Mercury retrograde. So Mercury is the planet of communication. It's the closest planet to the sun, and in mythology, it was the messenger of the gods. It's an androgynous planet, although we astrologers tend to refer to it as he, just to make life easier. And Mercury really in the chart, it really describes how you are as a communicator and how you think. So, for example, if you've got Mercury in the 12th house, you're someone who, you're not maybe not such a great verbalizer, but there might be communication or information that you're channeling from a higher source. Whereas if you have Mercury in the 3rd house, you're very much very witty, chatty type of thing. If you're born with Mercury retrograde, which I do see a lot of in many of my readings, particularly lately, I guess because Mercury retrograde was coming up, but you are somebody who had to overcome something perhaps when you were young or small or going to school, where the Mercury retrograde in a natal chart, you've had to overcome maybe a learning disability or somebody telling you you can't or something like that, and then you overcome it and then you become a brilliant writer. I've actually seen many writers born with Mercury retrograde, many brilliant writers born with Mercury retrograde, all overcoming something. So if you were born with Mercury retrograde at the time you were born, if Mercury was retrograde, it's probably the better way of saying it, then pay attention to the Mercury retrograde periods because they do affect you, even though they might not be aspecting anything, any of your natal planets. You're still under this influence of the Mercury retrograde. Also, if you're a Gemini or a Virgo, which, of course, you will be affected by this Mercury retrograde because it's in Sagittarius, which is a mutable sign. But usually if it's in another sign and you're a Gemini or a Virgo, Mercury retrogrades do affect you as well because Mercury is your ruling sign. But typically with Mercury retrograde, it happens about 3 times a year, occasionally 4, which I think it was last year because Mercury retrograde started right at the beginning of the year and then ended right and happened again at the very end of the year. So technically it was 4 times, but really typically Mercury turns retrograde 3 times a year for 3 weeks each time. And so sometimes, depending on how it's affecting your natal chart, it could be not smooth sailing because Mercury retrograde is not usually smooth sailing, but some Mercury retrogrades might be easier than others because it all depends where it sits in your chart and what area of your life it might be wreaking havoc on. But typically communication gets difficult, confusing, and also Mercury retrograde, I've found a lot of times people pop up from the past. It's like you hear from somebody from the past, somebody who you knew before. A lot of times you might hear from again when a Mercury is retrograde. Also, they say don't buy computer equipment or phones, don't book travel, don't travel. Of course, you know, it is hard to live your life if you plan it in great detail according to astrology, because many of us would never leave our house. And Mercury retrograde during the holiday season, oh, that's going to be a little bit difficult. I know many people travel at this time of year. Also, typically during a Mercury retrograde, letters get lost in the mail, although many of us are using less snail mail, less and less. Email's a problem. Actually, me today, I've just had all this email bouncing back from days ago, so nobody's been getting any of my mail. I'm blaming that on Mercury retrograde. Why not? It gets the blame for just about everything else. So, hey, I'm going to join that bandwagon there. And as I said, Mercury rules the signs of Gemini and Virgo. And just a little bit of trivia for you about Mercury. Its cycle is, so it's about 28 degrees away from the sun, so it's very close to the sun, which means the sign that Mercury is in is either the same sign as the sun or the sign before or after. So, for example, right now we're in the sun is in Sagittarius, so Mercury will only ever be in Scorpio or Capricorn or Sagittarius when the sun is in Sagittarius, because it can't move further away from the sun because it's too close to the sun. So Mercury in Sagittarius. Mercury is the planet of communication. Sagittarius is the truth seeker. It's symbolized by the archer. And as I said, its symbol is the archer sending out arrow after arrow, aiming for the horizon, aiming for the truth, aiming for the bullseye. And that's pretty much how Sagittarius operates. It's a fire sign. It's idealistic. It looks for possibilities. Its ruling planet is Jupiter. So Jupiter is a ruler of this particular Mercury retrograde. So if you take that and the flip side of the energy of Jupiter, which is known as planet of luck and good fortune, the flip side of that is excess. So just keep that in mind this holiday season. We're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there, thanks for joining me. This is the Astrology Show and I'm your host and astrologer Kelly Fox talking about the planets this week. And of course, no, not my favourite topic, but Mercury retrograde. Yes, the dreaded Mercury retrograde is happening once again. I know, it just seemed like it was just here. And I'm thinking, when was that? It just seemed like not that long ago. The last Mercury retrograde we had was early September. Oh, okay, so it was a little while. Yeah, okay. It just seemed like it was so recently. It was late August, early September. So this Mercury retrograde is happening this Saturday the 2nd through December 22nd. So as I was saying before the break, just talking about Sagittarius, a mutable sign, a mutable fire sign, and it's ruled by Jupiter. So Jupiter's ruling this particular Mercury retrograde, and the flip side of that is excess. So as I said, if you didn't do your holiday shopping, because Mercury is planet of commerce as well, rushing out to buy last-minute holiday gifts is not such a great idea. It isn't anyway, particularly with these astrological influences that are going on at the moment. So Mercury in Sagittarius, you know, it's about having a world view, exploring a variety of subjects. Let's focus on the positive of what you can get out of this Mercury retrograde, rather than just the doom and gloom and, oh no, hiding under the covers for 3 weeks because Mercury is retrograde. So it's a good time to sort of like expose yourself to new ideas, new perspectives, anything that's of a philosophical nature, especially because on Saturday we've got Jupiter forming a trine to Neptune. So this is the time to sort of like wondering what life is all about, you know, like why am I here, navel-gazing, that type of thing. Be careful with the sort of details, the facts, the figures, you know, dotting I's, crossing T's. It's not really such a great time for any sort of detailed work. We might get pretty frustrated with each other. Today we've got this Mercury forming a conjunction to Saturn, so it's sort of like we've some authority or some obligation or responsibility that we have, might even call it a job, is sort of forcing us to focus on details. It's a bit gloomy, this Mercury conjuncting Saturn aspect that we're having today and, of course, this week. And then, of course, the big news is we've got the Mars opposing Uranus on Friday, and so there might be some volatility coming about with each other around not just a full moon on Sunday, but on Saturday, you know, we've got the Mercury retrograde. On Friday, it's Mars, warrior Mars opposing unpredictable Uranus. But of course, it's not all doom and gloom. You know, Jupiter's forming a trine to Neptune on Saturday. And then, of course, love planet Venus is moving into Sagittarius on Friday, which I'm going to talk to you about in just a minute. But before I do that, I want to keep going on with Mercury retrograde, because it's not just, oh, Mercury's turning retrograde and, oh, yeah, 3 weeks and everything will be fine. When Mercury is retrograde, it's going to be forming a sextile to Mars, and that's on December 6th. So Mercury's forming a sextile to Mars on December 6th. That's pretty good, because it's sort of like if you need to get through a lot of work, or you've got work building up, if you can possibly save it until next week when Mercury is forming this sextile to Mars, you'll be able to churn through the work really fast, because Mars is a planet of action, assertion. As I said, it's testosterone driven. And when you put together planet of the mind with planet of action and assertion, it's really great energy just to sort of plow through stuff. Today, a lot of stuff might have landed on our desk with Mercury forming this conjunction to Saturn. But next week, when Mercury sextiles Mars, we'll be able to take action on the stuff that's been piling up this week and sort of get through it. Mercury sextiles Mars next week, which I will cover in next week's show as well, but it was important to not only talk about the Mercury retrograde, but what aspects is this Mercury retrograde making to the other planets, and how does that affect us all? So it's sort of like when any time I think of Mercury coming together with Mars, it's really good for like mind games, but board games, not mind games of the Scorpio type, but like board game mind games. So it's really, we're going to be able to plow through things and catch up from things that have been outstanding or from the past. Because as I've been saying, this Mercury retrograde turns retrograde at 29 degrees Sag. And as we know, the 29th degree is the very last degree of any sign. It's called the anaretic degree. And it means really, really positively, finishing stuff. Don't even think that you can sort of sweep something under the carpet at this time. The planetary energies that are going on right now, it's not allowing for that. Also, we've got, next Wednesday, we've got Mercury forming the conjunction to Saturn again. So today, Mercury forms a conjunction to Saturn, but Mercury right now technically is not retrograde. But next Wednesday it will be. So we've got this sort of like two hits of Mercury conjuncting Saturn. But thank goodness we've got the sextile from Mars coming in that will help us get through our obligations quite quickly and easily and effortlessly. Also, the Mercury retrograde will be forming a trine to Uranus on the 10th. Let me see, is that the 10th? It's a little ways out, but just know that Mercury will also be forming a trine to Uranus, which is a wonderful, wonderful aspect. It's sort of like we're channeling from somewhere else, where really our brains are on fire in a good way, and we're really sort of channeling the information and thinking outside the box. Anytime that Mercury and Uranus come together, it's like we think outside the box. It's a very innovative, brilliant sort of thinking. I always think genius. Also, the other aspect of Mercury's retrograde this month is, Mercury is forming. I knew there was some doom and gloom here somewhere. Mercury retrograde will be forming a square to Neptune on the 21st. So there'll be a lot of confusion. Mercury retrograde typically is confusion. When it's forming a square to Neptune, not so great. That's around the 21st. There's other really supportive influences and aspects, but around the 21st of December, when Mercury retrograde forms a square to Neptune, not so great. Again, I will cover that next week's show and the show after. I'll get into more detail on that. Also, during the Mercury retrograde, it's in Sagittarius. We've also got the Sun and Venus in Sagittarius as well. Now, just a quick rundown on how this Mercury retrograde will be affecting your sign. So if you're an Aries, this is all about publishing, higher education, dealing with any sort of legalities, or anything from overseas. Now, my advice to you is to look at things from a higher philosophical point of view. Take a step back from the detail or the mundane daily stuff and really connect the dots from a higher level. If you're a Taurus, this Mercury retrograde will be affecting you in a way that's more financial. Anything that you share with someone else financially, any sort of taxes or inheritance might come up, or any type of insurance. If you're a Gemini, this Mercury retrograde is going to be important for you to speak to your partner in ways that you might have been avoiding previously, because as I've been saying, Mercury retrograde is about dealing with issues from the past. And so Geminis, you might be forced to be dealing with topics you sort of hadn't wanted dealt with before with your partner. And it doesn't mean romantic partner, it could mean a business partner as well. If you're a Cancer, it's important for you to focus on your health, diet, and fitness at this time. And if you have employees or even pets, it's really important to pay attention to the health of your pets or yourself. If you are a Leo, this Mercury retrograde, it's all about taking a chance, but because Mercury is retrograde, it's sort of like, it's a bit of a mixed bag with this one. It's a bit of a conflict. It's like on one hand, it's about taking a chance, but on the other, it's like, well, Mercury's retrograde. How about taking a calculated risk that might have presented itself previously or in the past, and now it's reappeared or it's coming back again, some sort of opportunity. It's also a good time for romance or any sort of creativity or dealing with children. If you are a Virgo, the focus for you during this Mercury retrograde will be around family members. Something might have been left unsaid, and so it's coming back up again during this Mercury retrograde period. And hey, what better time to do that during the holidays? If you're a Libra, this is all about really paying attention to the detail. This Mercury retrograde will be in your third house of communication. It's also the house of siblings and neighbours. So there might have been some issues there that you've had previously with siblings and neighbours that you need to address and deal with once and for all. If you are a Scorpio, the focus for you with this Mercury retrograde is about money, spending and saving money. And as I said, Mercury is the planet of commerce. And it's the holiday season, which means you're going to be buying lots of stuff for lots of people. Keep all the receipts. Now, if you are a Sagittarius, this energy is all about you. So everybody is looking at you, all eyes are on you. Really be careful with what you say, because it might come back to bite you, or actually something you've said in the past might come back to bite you. If you are a Capricorn, pay attention to your dreams in the subconscious mind. It's giving you messages and signals. Now, your sign is known to be a realist, so you might be poo-pooing this information, but it really is important to pay attention to your dreams at this time. If you're an Aquarian, friends from the past might come back into your life during this Mercury retrograde period. And if you are a Pisces, the focus for you will be on career, and you might find that you have to redo something that has previously happened before. Not to worry, your sign is mutable. You can deal with it. You're a go-with-the-flow type of person. Moving right along, the other headline of the week is Venus, love planet Venus, moving into Sagittarius, where it will be until December 24th. Now, when Venus is in Sagittarius, this is all about wanting our freedom. It's wanting our freedom. We want to explore. We want to be adventurers, and more so for the fire signs, and that's Aries, Leo, and Sag. So we want to get out there. We need a lot of space. We're looking for excitement, which is great during this season, holiday season, lots of holiday parties. Let's not overdo it, because as I keep saying, the ruler of Sagittarius is Jupiter, and Jupiter is known for excess. Yes, it's luck and good fortune and having good times, but on the flip side, it's all about excess. So take care when Venus is in Sagittarius. Also with this influence, we're very enthusiastic and, as I said, adventurous. We just want to have fun. Our curiosity is high. And if you can meet people from faraway places and different cultures, so much the better. Our minds are more open to sort of philosophical concepts. It's time to get out of our routine or our daily routine, you know, and explore different things. On the flip side, it's like with Venus and Sagittarius, our long-term commitments or our long-term partnerships might feel a little bit stifling if we're doing the same thing like day in, day out. It could be called drudgery. So it's good to, you know, if you're in a partnership and it's sort of like the same old, same old, it might be good to sort of try new things at this time. It could be as basic as going to a foreign restaurant, trying a different cuisine, try an adventure together, something you've always wanted to do, but, you know, life and responsibilities doesn't always allow for that. It's time to expand in new directions. As I keep saying, anytime I talk about Sagittarius, it's time to broaden our horizons. And this is the time to do it, particularly when love planet Venus is in Sagittarius. Venus is also the planet of socialization and socializing. When it's in Sagittarius, it's like we just want to have fun. Girls just want to have fun. I wish I could play some music. That would be like the theme song to this transit or this influence. It's sort of like, you know, be careful, listen to other people's opinions, especially because Mercury is retrograde. Be open to other people's ideas and perspectives. Remember at the beginning of the show, I said, every time I think of this influence, particularly with Mercury retrograde, it's like somebody standing on their soapbox, sprouting their opinions, but not really hearing anyone else's opinions. Venus is also the planet of money. It's really the planet of love and money. And when it's in Sagittarius, it's all about just spending money and not really thinking things through. It's just sort of a little bit on a spending spree. So just be aware of that. All right, moving right along to the other astrological influences of the week, and I've covered some of them, but I want to go into more depth about what else is happening this week, because, you know, really the Mercury retrograde sort of flavors everything, and it takes over because it's so much in the mainstream, this Mercury retrograde. So many people know about it now, and everybody's got this fear around Mercury retrograde. But so, as I said, Mercury is conjuncting Saturn, and that's happening today. So both of these planets are in Sagittarius, and so with the Mercury coming up to retrograde on Saturday, before it even gets to the stationary period, or it's actually right now we're in the shadow of the Mercury retrograde, and it's not great news when it's sitting right next to Saturn or conjuncting Saturn in Sagittarius. This really tells me that this is really important to pay attention to the detail. A lot of us will want to skip over any sort of detail, and particularly the fire signs, Aries, Leo and Sag. So the biggest challenge at this time will be thinking outside the box, or trying to incorporating new ideas or being innovative, because Saturn is a very conservative energy. It's a very conservative planet. And so we tend to want to do things the same old, and not try new approaches. So it's like, well, our minds will be disciplined, but we'll be limited in our thinking when Mercury nearly retrograde conjunct Saturn. So it's sort of like, it's good for like sort of plodding along and doing the same old, but I don't think that's what's going to be required of us. So it's sort of like, it's also a cynical or skeptical influence. But, you know, we can get through. It's not all doom and gloom. It's actually really good for dealing with a lot of stuff, or having a lot of things come at us, and we can think through things in a methodical, practical, organized type of way. Now, the other news of the week is this Mars opposing Uranus. I don't really like this aspect. It's very volatile. That's just the one key word I think of when Mars opposes Uranus. Mars is a very testosterone, angry, assertive type of energy. It's not all negative, but it's definitely, when it's opposing Uranus is the planet of volcanoes, eruptions, anything that's unexpected. So I think Mars opposing Uranus, it's happening on Friday. It's like authority issues, temper tantrums, confrontation. It's sort of like we're being rebellious just for the sake of it, but we're not doing it quietly. So it's sort of like, if you manage people, be careful of confrontations or people sort of going up against any sort of authority. Impatience is another really good key word for this. Now, Mars is currently in Libra, it's opposing Uranus in Aries. So it's all about relationships, especially for the cardinal signs, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra and Capricorn. You might be in fight or flight mode. There's a lot of adrenaline around this particular aspect. Oh, I also think of road rage. Mars opposing Uranus, and it might be something at the slightest provocation that causes something so much bigger. It's very extreme influence, Mars opposing Uranus. On Saturday, though, we've got Jupiter forming a trine to Neptune. So this is really interesting, because typically with these bigger aspects, the outer planet sort of aspect, we've got usually it hits the same point three times, and that's because of the retrograde period. So you've got the first aspect in this cycle, the first time that Jupiter forms a trine to Neptune will be on the 2nd, which is Saturday, and then the next time is May 25th, 2018, and then again August 19th, 2018. So that's good, because I know what's coming up in 2018, particularly the Northern Hemisphere summer. There's going to be a lot of really, really tough energies around the summer, around May through August of 2018. So it's nice to see that there's going to be a Jupiter forming a trine to Neptune. It's all about like spirituality, finding the meaning of life, looking at life from a higher point of view. We've got a lot of ideals. It doesn't mean that there's action at this time, unless there's other planetary involvement. But there's a lot of high ideals and compassion with this Jupiter forming a trine to Neptune. It's good. It's very compassionate, and it's definitely, definitely very spiritual, which helps us offset this Mars opposing Uranus. Okay, so now I'm going to whiz through really fast your weekly horoscope. And just keep all that in mind of everything that's going on, and you know we're at the start of the cycle of the trine between Jupiter and Neptune, so that's the influence that helps us take a deep breath and look at things from a higher point of view rather than getting caught up in the mundane. Although that said, the Mercury retrograde in Sag, it's all about pay attention to the detail, but the Jupiter forming the trine to Neptune is all about taking a step back and seeing how life connects. It's sort of like floating above the chaos at times. So for this week, if you're an Aries, be careful about conflict arising over your beliefs or prejudices. Take a step back from it and don't allow anyone to push your buttons. Although as an Aries, that's sort of hard to do because Mars is your ruling planet. It's forming an opposition to Uranus in your sign. Be really careful this week, particularly at the end of the week. If you're a Taurus, jealousy may cause some anger this week, but you could be overreacting. Get the facts first and don't believe everything you hear. If you're a Gemini, Venus is now in your love zone. So this is a romantic week if you can push the Mercury retrograde in your opposite sign aside. But just be careful not to be too possessive if you're in a new relationship. If you're a Cancer, tensions at work may eat into your home life, making it difficult for you to relax, but try and leave work behind once you leave. If you are a Leo, someone's behaviour might impact on you, much to your fury, but be careful with your reaction. Make sure it's proportionate to what actually went on. If you're a Virgo, be careful with in-laws or estranged family members because it might reach a boiling point. Try not to be drawn in too far with all the shenanigans around home and family. If you are a Libra, think before you speak. Impulsive words could land you in trouble this week, Mercury retrograde and all that sort of stuff. And if you do end up saying the wrong thing, which it's sort of unusual for a Libra, apologize swiftly and sincerely. If you are a Scorpio, tensions over money put you in a very bad mood indeed. And don't get caught up in materialism if you can help it. I know it's the season for it, and we've just had Cyber Monday and Black Friday and all that jazz. But have a rethink. If you are a Sag, someone questions your identity this week, or they could pour scorn on who you are. It's a painful experience, and you're right to be upset. But you are stronger than this. Stand up tall and just walk away. You know how to do it. It's their problem, not yours. If you are a Capricorn, being forced to socialize when you don't feel like it will make you grumpy, but if you've accepted an invitation, you really should show up. Next time, don't be so quick to say yes to things you don't really want to do. And if you are an Aquarian, you might feel unfairly treated at work this week or passed over for a promotion, which should have been yours. So don't get mad, get a better job. If you're not happy with where you are, start your job search in earnest this week. There are opportunities in abundance out there for you, particularly you with your brilliant mind. And just a little bit of foresight, January 31st, 2018, there is a lunar eclipse in your opposite sign, Aquarius. So January 31st and then the next, the weeks and months after that is a huge turning point. 2018, and okay, I'm getting ahead of myself here, but 2018 is going to be a year to remember, particularly for the fixed signs. You included Aquarius, and that's Taurus, Leo, and Scorpio. Giant, giant changes. So if you're not happy in a certain situation you're in, now is the time to start the wheels turning. And finally, if you are a Pisces, Travel disruptions may rise tempers this week, but there's a hidden blessing in among the chaos. Look for reasons to be thankful about what happened instead of being frustrated. And that's pretty easy for your sign because Pisces is a very, very compassionate sign, probably the most compassionate sign of the zodiac. So it's really saying something if Pisces loses their temper. Well, that's it for me for tonight. Thanks for joining me. I'm Kelly Fox, your astrologer, and have a great week. And be sure to tune in next week to The Astrology Show.